Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, abundance, and rest for Black women. Go ahead and dive into today's topic. I think it's going to be pretty short, but you know I'd be talking, so I don't know. But I want to talk about being true to yourself. Like, no matter what, being true to yourself and just how that looks for me, or actually how I was recently reminded of this, I should say, just to kind of share this with you as you go through your journey of growth, of self-love, of healing, of your own self-validation, your own inner confidence, your own inner knowing and tapping into your intuition, and just continuing holding fast to your faith in God, right? So before I get into today's episode, I just want to say, if this is your first time listening, hey girl, I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome up into the space. And if you've been listening for a minute, hey girl, hey, I'm so glad that you have decided to press play and join me on today's episode. I hope that everyone is feeling well, feeling blessed, living your best and blessed life, like all these wonderful things. And if things are feeling a little rocky for you right now, girl, I just want to send you some encouraging words. And I just hope that just connecting with you in this way provides at least some type of balm for your spirit, as you continue on in your journey and throughout your next few days, few weeks, etc. Okay, so now that I've said that, let's go ahead and get into the episode. I'm not sure when I talked about this on the podcast. You'll have to go back a few episodes. Or maybe you just remember if you've been listening for the last couple of months at least. But I think I had mentioned, or I'm pretty sure I had mentioned at one point, that I don't, when it comes to, like, for example, how the podcast has ads, that those ads that you listen to, they help me to keep a roof over my head. They help to keep the podcast going. They help to really help me to just have a little bit of comfort in my life, a little bit of wiggle room so that I don't have to stress. And it allows me to, for the most part, be able to have pockets of peace and pockets of, how do I explain this? So I don't have so much weight on my shoulders worrying about, like, every month, like, where is this money going to come from kind of thing, since I do not have a 9-to-5, and I have not had a 9-to-5 since 2019. That is a long time. So with that said, I had mentioned, though, as important as obviously having your money in order, your finances in order, having multiple streams of income, you know, so you're not just relying on one thing, how that's important. On the other hand of the scale, if this makes sense, money does not, it's not like one of my primary motivators, if that makes sense. In other words, I have opportunities to make maybe more money or things like that, but I don't, because it's not just about the money. Or do you understand what I'm trying to say? I hope what I'm saying is making sense. So, recently I had the opportunity to I had the opportunity for a brand to sponsor the podcast. And what typically happens is that a brand, or I'm assuming this is how it happens because there's only so much that I can see, but a brand will reach out to the host of this podcast, and then I guess they will reach out to me and see if I'm interested. And if so, like, you get a certain amount, and sometimes it'll just be for like a 1 month, but sometimes it'll be for like a 3 months. That's what I've seen, at least. And so, yeah, you'll get that commitment for like either a month of episodes, a certain amount of downloads, or 2 or 3 months. You know, I guess, again, I only know so much since I don't see the back end from the brand side, but I'm assuming there's a bunch of details that are worked out. But if there's a mutual interest, then of course, you move forward. So, I say that to say, well, in part, that I don't accept everything. I don't accept everything. There are probably countless requests that I receive that I just don't, I don't entertain. Not always necessarily because the brand is quote unquote bad. It's not that. But if it's not in alignment with me as a person, because that motivates me more than the money. Make that make sense, right? But that's my truth. Like, that motivates me more than the actual money. So if it's not in alignment for one reason or another, it's just a no for me. And it's not always easy to say no. It's not always easy to say no. For a variety of reasons. But if it doesn't feel good in my spirit, if I don't feel that inner yes, then it's just a no. And just so you know, to the best of my abilities, I'm trying to collect my thoughts here. The brands that I do end up moving forward with, on the, like, the, in other words, the commercials that you hear, to the best of my ability, especially if I'm not familiar with them, I have researched them. You guys know that's just the way my brain works. I've talked about this before, how I love to dive in and learn things. So I'm looking at a lot of information, again, to the best of my abilities, before you hear my voice saying that this is something that I use or I like or I'm interested in or you should consider this. I have really done my best to look this company up, look at reviews, not even in just one place, look and just see all the types of history I can find on this brand, what people are saying about them. I will try the product, use the product. So you've heard me talk about brands like Osea, and this part's not sponsored in by any stretch, by the way, but like last year I had the opportunity to work with Osea. I still use those products because I love Osea. It's Osea, products. They just smell really good. They make my body, they have like body butters, stuff for your face and moisturizers. And I just really love that brand. And so they sponsored the podcast, I think either around Christmas of last year or the year before, I can't remember exactly when, for a few months. Liquid IV. I love Liquid IV and I use it probably 1 to 2 times a week, because it just works for me. I just love it. So the stuff that you hear, I have used, I like it. I like what they stand for. There's something good about it in there. And again, this is to the best of my abilities. I'm not going to, or like Ritual, the vitamins. I love Ritual vitamins. You know what I'm saying? Again, this portion is not sponsored. These are from a while ago, but I just want to kind of give you an idea. Like when I tell you that I really do my best to only talk about stuff that I personally like, please hear me. That's 100% truth. And it's hard to do that. It's hard to stand in that truth when there are maybe either pressure, maybe you're getting pressure from outside forces, or you feel like you have to
hit a certain expectation, or you don't want to say no, or you don't want to turn people down, or you know what I'm saying? Like, insert yourself into whatever situation that kind of is applicable to what I'm talking about here. But there is just something so powerful in standing in what you feel is your truth. Not standing in something that is a lie, not standing in something where you're hiding from something, but I'm saying, like, you, for example, you've done your homework, you feel like you are on the right track, and you feel like this is the way that you should go, you know what I'm saying? And you don't allow yourself to get swayed, even though it can be hard to stand firm in that, even though it can be hard to just stand in your own inner knowing, your own inner self-worth or inner confidence or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And recently, it came to light during some research. I just happened to be reading something today, as a matter of fact, and I was like, oh, I need to press record while I feel this in my spirit. There is a person, I'm trying not to give too much away. There is a person, he is a major influencer, and he talks about, like, this person has a big platform. Like, if you think I'm an influencer, if that's how you feel about me, this person, let's say, is 10, 20, 30, 50 times, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're big time. And without, going into too much details, I just read an article where this person was, some things have been brought to light that are not very good. They're not very good about this person and some of the things this person has been doing. And the thing that jumped out to me is the fact, or it was kind of like a reminder that I feel like I did the right thing, because one of the offerings that this person has is one of the brands that reached out to me or wanted to be sponsored, you know, be talked about on the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast. And I did my due diligence. And this product, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the product. I've never tried it or anything like that. But after doing my research and looking at what's involved in the product and what the reviews are saying, because there's a lot of fake reviews out there too sometimes. I'm not saying that that was a part of this, but like, I just take everything into perspective, and I didn't feel comfortable trying the product. And if I don't feel comfortable trying a product, I for damn sure I'm not gonna then be like, yes, go ahead and pay me, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 for the next few months and allow me to talk about this product, even though I've never tried it, or even though I probably would never, ever take it, or even though I feel like this is not even worth it based on maybe either what's inside of it or just a variety of things. Are you feeling me? You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to say no. It's hard to say no, because you don't want to look like you don't want to work with people. You don't want to end up saying no so many times that you just end up making yourself, making yourself, like, in other words, people just no longer even want to come to you if you're saying no. You know what I'm trying to say? But I saw it. I researched it. It was like a no for me in my spirit. And I just moved on. And then months later, come to find out, like, this product that this person talks about a lot. And actually, it's not even just him. A lot of people, I've seen this product everywhere. I don't know how well it works or not, but I'm just saying, it was just a no in my spirit. But I've seen it talked about a lot of places, but it just doesn't sit well with me. And come to find out that this product, isn't even necessarily something that may really be a positive for most people. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not making any claims for or against it, or I guess I'm not really for it, but I'm just trying to not say too much because I don't want to get myself into trouble. But in any case, yeah, they were mentioned in this piece that I read on this person recently, and the science wasn't quite behind it the way people have been saying, supposedly. So it was just it's just a gray area. It's very questionable. Again, I do my best. I'm not saying that I know everything about every product in the world, but it's just like seeing that and having said no a while earlier really was just like that confirmation. Like, see, you don't want your name. You didn't want to be attached to that in any capacity. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't. I'm just glad that the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, like, whether the product, I guess, ultimately is good or bad, quote unquote, good or bad. Like, I'm glad that I just listened to my inner knowing and just was like, you know, thanks, but no thanks. I'll pass on this one. You know what I'm saying? And then sure enough, just to kind of see how it's coming up. And people are saying certain things. It's just like, yeah, I'm glad that I kind of avoided that, because what I would hate to do, to the best of my abilities, obviously, I can't control everything, but what I would hate to do is be like, rah, rah for something like these apple chips, rah, rah for these apple chips. And then 6 months or 3 months or a month later, you find out that the apple chips in the news, they have like high counts of lead and arsenic or something. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, there's just something about that, just honoring that inner knowing and staying with that and being okay with that, even when it feels hard. Sometimes you doing that, it's protection. It's protection for you. And it may not seem like it. It may seem like, man, I really could do this. And maybe it's not about the money. I really could do this and advance, you know, in my job up the ladder from this position to this position. But you're like, no, I'm not going to do this because it doesn't feel right. Or maybe it's like your inner knowing is saying, don't date this person, even though they're saying, you know, we could be getting married a year from now. But your inner spirit is like, something about this doesn't feel right. And you listen to that. And then 3 years later, you find out that that person was, they were abusive in some capacity and ended up really being abusive to their current spouse. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, there's just something about when there's just this knowing that whatever this thing is that is a possibility for you is not in alignment with who you are. It's not in alignment with your morals, even if it kind of like toes the line where it's kind of like, but I can make it work. You know what I mean? Or if it's not in alignment with just who you want to be, the person you are, it's just not alignment with your beliefs. Even though everyone's doing this thing, XY.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. Z, but you're just like, no, I'm not going to do this. You don't always find out that that no was your protection. But seeing this, it was just like confirmation for me that, you know, everything does not have to be a yes. And I'll tell you what, even though I have not partnered with a lot of people or brands or situations, at the end of it all, though there have been some highs and lows as to be expected with life, I've been okay. I've been okay. Life is still moving forward. I still have my pockets of peace, my pockets of joy that I'm able to lay into or lean into. I'm still able to not feel like I'm in struggle mode. You know what I mean? I still have a belief that the things that I want out of life, I feel like they're still going to happen for me. But there are times when it's time, there are moments when it is best to kind of move through things quickly, but there are also times when it's okay to hold back, to pause, to wait, to not take the most direct route, especially if it goes outside of, for example, what God wants for you, or again, what you, it brushes up against that inner sense of knowing that. Like if you have to make it fit, if you have to figure out creative ways to kind of like force it to be okay, because there are times I'll be like, well, this might be okay, but let me figure out how I can make this work. But if you have to do all this double dutching and Rubik's cubing and slipping and sliding and doing all these creative things to really make it okay for you, I won't say it's a red flag, but that's definitely something that I want you to pay attention to, because that's something that means something. That's something to bring into your awareness. Not to say that everything is going to be easy, but you know the difference. I hope you understand what I'm saying here. If something brushes up against your morals, okay, question that. If something is like, my spider senses are tingling, question that. You don't have to say yes to everything. Everything that looks like an opportunity doesn't always end up being the right opportunity for you. This is the time when you really need to sharpen that intuition and see it through. Will there be mistakes made? Of course, absolutely. Yes, of course mistakes will be made. No one is perfect. You're not going to do everything perfectly. Sometimes you'll be like, ooh, maybe this is not for me, but you're saying it out of fear, not because it necessarily brushes up against your morals or your beliefs or the direction that you want to move forward in life. You might be saying no out of fear, and that's totally different. Speaking of fear, like, or maybe not fear, but I was like literally this as I'm recording this, I was supposed to be at an event that I paid for. And y'all, I ended up not going because I just had this sense of, I felt a little anxious. Sometimes that happens where I just feel a little anxious and I'm like, oh, there's going to be a lot of people. I might have to talk to people. I don't really want to do that. I don't feel like doing that right now. So that's different because that is not a moral or beliefs thing. That is me allowing my inner talk to put me off of a situation where I probably would have benefited from getting out there. You know what I'm saying? So there's definitely differences and nuances to this. But as far as like your belief system, okay, and your morals and your development and aligning with who you are and who you want to be and what is okay for you versus what is not okay for you. And that's all for you. That's between you, God. That's a you thing. That's something for you to figure out. So I can't tell you what to say yes to and what to say no to. But if you feel like you're getting that within your spirit, like this should be a no, let your no be a no. And again, it's not easy to stand firm in that. There's a lot of things happening in the world that is just like, oh yes, everyone's doing this. So I should be okay doing this too. But you can't, like, you weren't put here to live your life necessarily the same way that everybody else is living their life. So if everybody's, for example, in my case, if everyone, for example, is co-signing on a specific product, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's my sign to co-sign on it too. And yes, there might be times where you look like the outsider. There might be times where you look like you're just, I don't even know how to explain it, but everyone is going in one direction and you're kind of forging your own path. That doesn't feel easy all the time. Of course not. It can feel a little odd at times or like a little bit of isolation at times. If everybody's doing one thing and you're just like, this doesn't sit right with me. I'm going to sit this one out this time. You know what I mean? It can feel a little weird. It can feel a little weird. But again, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably weren't necessarily meant to live a mainstream type of life and by mainstream, I mean like everyone's doing it and I'm going to do it too, just because, or because I want to fit in. I want to look cool. I want to look like I have it all together or just whatever that ego boost is for you. Okay. But again, girl, you were not meant to fit in. You were set apart. You were meant to stand out. You were meant to do things differently. You were meant to rock the boat, right? That's just what it is. And I feel like at some point, when you continue just to move in that direction of your inner knowing and just following that path that God has for you, again, based on the relationship that you have, things will start to open up. They do. They do start to open up. They may not open up as fast as you were hoping, but they do. They do shift and open up. And so just feel okay and confident in knowing that even though you may not be going for the low-hanging fruit necessarily, that doesn't mean that there isn't fruit on the tree to be had. Just because you're not getting that low hanging fruit that everyone else is kind of like eating from, doesn't mean that there isn't some super nutritious, delicious, juicy, sweet, rewarding fruit more towards the middle and top of that tree that you're looking at. There are rewards there. Sometimes we have to wait for them. Sometimes we have to be patient. Sometimes we have to, again, just go outside, go against the grain, get outside the box. Don't necessarily do what everyone else is doing just because everyone else is doing it. But there are rewards there. There are rewards there. I promise you that. Okay? There are rewards there. So my good sistren, like, Like, hold fast, stand in your truth. If your no is a no, let it be a no. And if your yes obviously is a yes, let it be a yes. But I just want to encourage you to, before you say yes to something like new, for example, check in with yourself. Maybe it is a yes, right? But check in with yourself. If there's research that needs to be done, and I'm not talking about, because sometimes we do get to procrastinating. I'm not talking about millions of hours of, because that can be an excuse too. I'm not talking about procrastinating, sis. I'm talking about really like doing your due diligence and not, you know, it doesn't need to be like 15 years of research for you to say yes or no, because procrastination is another part of stagnation, something I'm very familiar with. I live on procrastination street sometimes. But we're not talking about procrastination. We're talking about do your due diligence, okay? It is okay. Like if someone says, hey, do you want to sign up for, I don't know, XYZ? It's okay to tell your friend, hey, girl, you know, let me look into this real quick. I'm not familiar with it, or whatever you want to say. And then just look into it. And if it's like, you know what? I really don't want to sign up for this. If it's a no, it's okay to say, you know, this ain't for me. But thank you for thinking of me. You know what I mean? And if your friend is really a friend and not an opportunist, they will understand that. And if they don't understand that, or if the possible opportunities you have don't understand that it's just not in your best interest for whatever reason to do or partner with whatever, then they're just not for you. Like if they try to pressure you into it or give you a lot of backlash and or for example, let's say it's your friend, he gives you the silent treatment and, you know, just becomes really petty in their responses and berating, like that's just not for you. And that's even further confirmation that the no was a no. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of like facets to this, and I really didn't want to make this too super long, but it's just like I since this recently happened, it was just really like a confirmation, like, yeah, that good call on your no being a no and standing firm in that, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's okay to say no, girl. It really is. It's okay to listen to your inner knowing, and to protect yourself and to again, go against the grain and just say, you know what, I'm just going to do my best to validate myself, validate my choices, tap into feelings of self-worth, versus people pleasing, being a yes woman or yes man, doing it because everybody else is doing it, because hey, at least I'll make XYZ amount of money, even though it doesn't feel good to my spirit, at least I'll be making all, you know, all this money, or at least I'll advance in my career, or at least I'll get that partner, or at least I'll whatever, you know what I mean? It's there's so many ways that this scenarios that this would apply to. For me, it just happened to be the opportunity to partner with someone. But yeah, like I said at the beginning, rest assured that if I'm talking about a product in the like an ad that you hear in the middle of the episode, that is my honest to God, like good word. You know what I mean? It's something that I feel strongly like I can stand behind. I feel confident in that to the best of my abilities. So just wanted to mention that. So, yeah, I think that's literally all I wanted to say. I just wanted to encourage you that, because I know it can be hard. I know that there's a lot going on out there. I know that it can be hard to not be mainstream as you build your life, as you figure out what works for you, as you determine what avenues of rest you want to participate in, what avenues of joy you want to participate in, what avenues of peace you want to participate in, what avenues of liberation you want to participate in, what avenues of abundance you want to participate in. It's not necessarily easy, but it's definitely worth it. It's definitely worth it. And, you know, if I can just encourage you again one last time to just make sure that you make space for those check-ins are so, so important. If you are walking around feeling super stressed out, that's a perfect time for a check-in. If you're walking around and you realize you're holding your breath, that's a perfect opportunity to check in. If you're walking around and you have, I don't know, you're feeling this sense of unease. If you're feeling this just like exhausted, if you're, I don't know, if you feel like you have a headache, there's just so many things where it's a time for you to just hit the pause button and just check in with yourself. And it's obviously on the other side of the spectrum, just as important to check in when you are going through the most amazing times too. Like, check in. How do you feel? Why are you feeling this way? What is it stemming from? Check in. Just finding pockets of time throughout the day to check in with yourself. Those are just so important. And I hope that you're able to do that. Maybe you set an alarm on your phone. Maybe you do it when you wake up first thing. Maybe you do it at work while you're on your lunch break. Maybe you do it as soon as you are slipping into the sheets, just checking in, taking a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, doing that a few times, and just allowing yourself to come to a state of just, you know, a little bit more peace. And then just checking in. How do I feel? What happened today? What am I looking forward to? How does my body feel? How does my spirit feel? Like, just finding different ways to check in with yourself. Those are very, very important. Or that is very, very important to do. Because a lot of times we don't even know it. We just run roughshod over ourselves. We run roughshod over our feelings, our emotions, our just how we feel, our body. Sometimes our bodies are in pain for different reasons. We don't even really notice, you know, but it's definitely all connected. So find times and ways to check in with yourself. That's really important. Okay. So now that I've said that, and I hopefully encourage you to just, you know, stand firm in your inner self, your inner knowing, your truth, I'll just go ahead and wrap this up. By the way, if you have not had the chance to check out or purchase the journals, the 50 journal prompts for Black women on Amazon, you can do so. I'll put the link in today's show notes because I think someone asked me that before and I did not answer. I'll try to do better to put the link in the show notes every time, y'all, but you'll be able to find that there, okay? And if you need to reach me or if you'd like to request a certain topic on the podcast, you can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect, CONNECT, at browngirlselfcare.com. And for my Spotify listeners, don't forget to leave a comment there at the end of this episode. Let me know your thoughts, what you think, and also ways or opportunities that you've had to say no to. I read all those comments and they are really, really helpful. So with that said, hope you have an amazing week. Happy April, I guess. Technically, I'm not recording this in April, but it is April when you listen to this, I think. I think it'll be the first. April Fool's Day, by the way. I'm just now thinking about that. But have a blessed week, and I cannot wait to speak to you next Monday in the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.